Well, I tasted it, actually. It was a wine I tasted on the island of Santorini in Greece. And it was a local variety there. Some of the vines are 400 years old, so I just was drinking the local wine. And after tasting, it was a flavour profile that I hadn't really seen before, quite different to anything I'd ever tasted. And I've been making wine for 30 years at that point, so it was just fascinated me, this flavour. As a white wine, it was crisp and refreshing and very interesting. So
how is it different to what you might be producing already?
Oh, it has just a different flavour profile. It has a sort of a more textural flavour on the palate than Riesling. It still has a crisp freshness of Riesling, but a bit more texture on the palate. And it was something I hadn't seen before in a wine. So just by tasting it, the light bulb turned on. I thought that was fascinating. And I came back to return to Australia to look at planting some, and there weren't any cuttings in Australia. So the following year, I returned to the island when the vines were dormant in January, and took cuttings, brought them back through quarantine, and spent a couple of years in quarantine. Then they gave me two vines, so two mother vines. So then I started propagating from those two vines.
I believe this process has been about 10 years in the making. Apart from going and getting the cuttings, what has the process been like?
Oh, well, once they gave me two cuttings, then I had to start propagating. So, they breed and you get a certain number of buds and then you plant those out to get more vines and so forth. So it's just a very slow process. And this enabled us to, then we made some experimental wine in the beginning, 15 litres, and we liked the wine that we made. The following year, we made 900 litres, and we were getting more excited, and so we planted more vines. And then this year's the first commercial launch was yesterday in Melbourne, and we made 9,000 litres. So, and we're selling that around Australia. Next year, we'll launch it in London.
Now, the Australian soil and climate, is that different to what this might be growing overseas?
Yeah, certainly. The island of Santorini is a volcanic soil. It's very dry. The rainfall on Santorini is about 300 millimetres a year. So it's a very drought-resistant grape variety. So that is also, climate change is something that, is always in the back of your mind as you get older and think that the seasons are changing. And so, we're looking for something that was drought-tolerant and retained its acidity and crispness. So, it ticked all the right boxes and, I was helped along the way by some very clever people in Greece, masters of wine and so forth, and helped me along the way, introduced me to the people to get the best cutting. So, it's just and then 10 years goes by very quickly.
Just, you said about the different taste. How do you think the Australian palate will go with this wine?
Oh, no, they're very fond of it already. The people that have tasted it, the people who are in the wine business have tasted it, the sommeliers in restaurants. So, we've shown them a sample of it, and we've got some of the best restaurants in Australia pouring it by the glass. So we took some pre-samples around to show people. They all got very excited about it. So it's a really, really, really lovely wine, really fresh. It's available to our winery for people to taste too. So just to come and have a taste. It's not very often in your life that you stumble across something like this that I did. So it's an exciting journey. We bought Sauvignon Blanc de Claire in 1979, and my father bought Chardonnay de Claire in 77. So it's something I bought de Claire this decade.
Is it something that you can see other wine producers getting into as well?
I'm not sure about that. I own the planting material in Australia, so we'll be very reluctant to release it just yet until we have a good understanding of what sort of wine we can make, and then I'll consider whether I'll release cuttings to other people or not. But at this point, we've just closed the door because we want to establish it and want to establish the style before it gets diluted with other people growing it. So, yeah, I think so in time. But there's a lot of interesting varieties coming into Australia from all parts of the world.
And as you said, it was launched this week and already making an impression, though, and has won an award recently.
Yeah, that was a bit of a thrill. Last Friday, it was an alternative variety show in Mildura, which has been happening for about 15 years. It won the trophy for the judges' choice. The chairman of the judges selects one wine that they think is outstanding in the show, and we received that award. So, yeah, that was exciting. Our first wine to win a trophy with that. We win lots of trophies in our wine making with other varieties, more so than this one. But yeah, that was lovely. And lovely thrill for everybody.
And is there any other wines that you've tasted, Peter Barry, overseas that you're looking to maybe bring into Australia anytime soon?
Oh, there's some interesting Greek varieties that I do like, but no, I think that I'll just let my children take over the next part of the journey and I can relax a little bit more. But it's all on flavour. It's what you taste them, you know. So it's I couldn't pronounce it when I first tasted it. You know, it was all Greek to me. Funny spelling and Z's and all sorts of letters in it. So it was purely on taste.
Well, let's get a pronunciation now, Peter Barry.
Assertico.